Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Susan McCullough, who's the Senior Vice President in charge of Neocon. She's with the Merchandise Mart. Susan, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. So in 2 weeks, we'll be in Chicago. It's one of the highest energy events of the year. This is the show in North America for the commercial interiors, and the target audience are specifiers and end users. So I thought, you know, it'd be good to tell people what they need to be looking out for and what they need to make sure that they attend.
Well, of course, we're pretty excited about it. We've got some great programming this year. On Monday, we're delighted to have Patrizia Urquiola, who is sponsored by Hayworth and presented by IIDA. She's with Studio Urquiola out of Milan. Her achievements are far too vast list all of them. We also have Jason Silva, sponsored by OFS Brands and presented by ASID. He's a futurist, and his program is on the Geography Channel, and it's very highly rated, so it's something a little different for us. And then on Wednesday, we have Martin Leschek and Anastasia Sugik of 13 Plus 9 Design, sponsored by Mohawk and presented by AIA. Leschek was most recently named Contracts 36 Designer of the Year. So we've got some great keynotes.
Yeah, so those are keynotes. There's one a day, as you said. There's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The show, I believe, opens on Monday morning and runs 9 to 5, and on Tuesday 9 to 5, and then Wednesday's 9 to 3. And you're opening registration in the weekend now so that people can come by the Mart on the weekend and register if they'd like, right?
Right. That's something new for us this year for a couple of reasons. So many of our showrooms have training sessions or events, and there are people in the building. And also for everybody that registers over the weekend, it's one less person in line on Monday morning. So we're hoping to thin the lines down a little as well.
And actually, you know, there's a lot of people, since they're coming to Chicago anyway, they tie in. Certainly it's a beautiful city, so they come in for the weekend. And there's several events that happened that's not necessarily Merchandise Mart events that makes it even more of a celebration, right?
Right. Well, DIFA has their big event on Saturday night, and IIDA event is on Sunday night, the cool event.
And as far as anticipation of the crowd, I know it's too soon to tell, but just based on what you're hearing from hotel bookings, you feel like it's going to be a strong year?
We do. Our pre-registration is up 20% over the same place and time last year, so that's certainly a good sign for us. Our hotel blocks are ahead of where they were last year by a bit as well. So we anticipate a good show, and all the conversations we've had with especially our larger showrooms are all working pretty hard to bring in the right people. So, yeah, we're feeling very positive right now.
And there's still permanent showrooms on 3, 10, and 11, and there's temporary showrooms on 7 and 8, right?
That's correct.
And I think you have about 700 exhibitors. Is that right?
We do. We have 450 temporary exhibitors on 7 and 8, and then the rest in permanent showrooms. And of the temporary exhibitors, I'm happy to say, we have 100 new exhibitors this year in a variety of market segments.
Okay. From what we sense, because we just did the commercial report at Floor Focus, the commercial market from our read shows that 14, the business was up about 4.5% in the commercial market. So this could be one of the best Neocons since the downturn, couldn't it?
From your mouth to God's ear, is that the saying? Certainly, the shows are stronger when business is better. So, as I said before, we're anticipating a good show.
In addition to the keynotes, you also have education seminars that go on basically during the whole show, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have over 100 different CEUs, all of which are accredited by, AIA or IDCEC, on and on and on. Mm-hmm. There's 15 different tracks, so there's something for everyone. I won't list them all, but there's something for everyone.
Right, and for those people that had heard that the Mart on the first and second floor were going to be under construction, that actually doesn't start until after this show, right?
That's correct. We will be embarking on a major capital improvement program, which will affect the first and second floors of the Mart, which is going to be pretty spectacular. But nothing's going to happen until after this year's show. We have a showcase on the first floor, which details the project, and we hope that people will walk through and take a look at it. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For those of us that live and work here.
Right. Just to catch up with the health of the Mart, I know we've heard of several major permanent tenants that you've moved in, but this show continues to be a primary purpose for the Mart, and it's still one of your major focuses, isn't it?
Oh, indeed. I mean, we have, as you know, 3 permanent floors of showrooms, and we're happy to say we're 100% occupied in the contract industry. It's a very important show for us.
Susan, tell me how many floor covering exhibitors you have.
We have 40 flooring manufacturers representing about 15,000 square feet on the 7th floor. We have 12 permanent showrooms of floor covering, 2 on the 3rd floor, 2 on 11, and the rest on the 10th floor.
And Neocon's been every year since 1969, right?
That's correct.
So Woodstock and
Neocon. That's a lot of Neocon.
That's right. Okay, Susan, well, it's great to catch up with you. Look forward to seeing you there. Again, been talking to Susan McCullough, who's Senior Vice President in charge of Neocon with the Merchandise Mart, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.